Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Take two.
Now we're cooking with gas.
So what, does that mean we start?
I don't know.
Is that what that means?
Is he like the director?
Are we rolling?
I think
is he in charge of this?
Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
We are Tales from the Hicks. Who have we got?
I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
I am Nate.
Chad had to think about that.
Yeah, he didn't even know if he was here.
I was like, shit. Yep, then I'm next.
What's my name?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's me.
How long have we been doing this, dude?
At least 16 weeks.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Fuck, and you don't know you don't, you don't know you follow me?
I did, but I was like.
He's trying to fight it. But he had to get
I just didn't want to sneak up too tight to get you all excited.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as if you're watching on YouTube, as you can see, we are new setup again. Hopefully this one sticks around a little longer.
Yeah.
But now we have multiple angles and multiple cameras and getting to be a little more big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
So what's going on outside?
It is sunny and it's 71 degrees and the wind is only at 4 mph.
Oh,
so from the north.
Sounds like grass cutting weather.
Well, it is, but you might want to be a little leery of that because it could burn this week. It looks only,
Really? I just got a notification yesterday that from Monday to Wednesday, we're under a flash flood warning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's only one day. Well, what I've seen, there's only one day of rain for the next nine.
I haven't looked at extended, but I know AccuWeather popped up yesterday.
I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday it's supposed to rain.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was the only day in the 9 days that I looked forward.
It said, flash flood potential starting Monday at 6 a.m. to Wednesday at 9 p.m. or something like that.
That'd be good kayaking weather.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the flash flood could come from the previous week of 9 inches or 7 inches, depending
nine
where
inches,
you live.
Yeah.
9 inches right here.
Six, I thought.
I discovered this.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this guy.
What is he doing?
I brought this to drink on the podcast.
It's a big gulp.
Yeah. I'm a big boy. I found it at the gas station. Hard Mountain Dew. I've never seen it before.
I never even heard of it.
So I'm a big fan of Mountain Dew. I try not to drink it very often.
Boy, you're going to need a cab.
What's the percentage on that?
Five, right here on the top.
24. Right? Is that how we measure it?
Yeah, that's how you measure it. 24. Oozes.
Oozy?
Top rim there.
Ozzy.
5%?
Yep, 5% alcohol by volume.
Well, take a sip, because I have had that, and it's Mountain Dew.
24 full ounces?
Of Mountain Dew. Cold.
Oh, that's fluid ounces.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mountain Dew, is it not?
You guys want to try it?
It is it tastes just like a Mountain Dew.
It's to me, it tastes more like the Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, probably, is what I would say.
Fizz would be the right?
Carbonation?
Yeah, carbonation. That part's not there, but the flavor to me.
Yeah, and
is
I mean,
Mountain
there's zero sugar in it.
It's
good for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
was good.
I'm going to have to switch to that and just start drinking that instead of regular Mountain Dew.
There you go.
If you guys want to try it.
Come into work. Which gas station?
Quick Trip.
Oh, all right.
The KT.
Do you remember when they first came out with, they looked like the sodas, but they were boozy, and this must have been over 10 years ago. I can't remember what they were called. They looked like an energy drink. It was like the
Four Locos?
It was something like along those lines.
I got some of that at home.
Four Loko?
Yeah.
But that's when I was working at the DC in Menominee. And the back break room, I wasn't back there when it happened, but I guess a guy was back there one day and he cracked open his lunchbox and got out his sandwich and his chips and a can of this, like, whatever hard energy looking drink thing, you know. And someone was like, John, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I picked this up at the grocery store. He's like, I was feeling tired today, so I brought it in. They're like, that's booze, dude. He's like, no, it's not. And you're like, you didn't just buy it in the grocery store. He's like, well, no, it was on my way out of the liquor department in one of the stand-up coolers or whatever. And they're like, yeah, that's booze. He had already drank like half of it. He's like, oh, shit. He dumped it out. And, yeah.
Did he go talk to like his management or anything?
He'd only drank a little. I don't know what that sound was. Did you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was that camera in the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounded like a notification for something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not mine. No, I got nothing.
No.
These are all still on, so we're good.
That's all I was caring about.
That, yeah. I'm going to buy some more of that.
Yeah, no, it's, and I believe it's one of those when you buy it in the 12 ounce cans, I think it comes in a variety pack. One of things. If I
only saw the big cans at Quick Trip, but.
Yeah, well, got to stay hydrated. Good. For sure.
I might have to get some.
Yeah, it's good. I don't get any booze flavor at all in it.
I like that.
Yeah, not even a little bit. And
which means it's going to sneak up on you.
Right, but normally anything like that, I'll be like, ah, it's okay, but I can still kind of taste
it. Oh, yeah. No, there's, it's, it's dew.
Yep. Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Do it. Do it. Mountain Dew. All
right, then. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
God.
Amazing.
I've been practicing all.
Save that recording.
I was practicing all day, fucker.
You were? Well, I suppose you've been up since fucking 4.
Don't quit your day job, bitch.
Yeah, what time were you at Walmart today?
Oh, it was earlier than 7.
Oh.
It was after 6?
I was there. I was there at about 7:15.
What?
Like, come back from up.
That early?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was up
at
6:30 this morning.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah. Times are changing.
You can't get up that early for us, but you get up that early for Country Fest. What the hell?
No, that was, I got up that early to get home for you guys.
Sure.
Mm. You know it's in the afternoon.
Zero of us believe that.
Oh.
Well, his sleeping partner probably woke up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have morning wood to take care of, or?
I'm sure.
Zanzibar. That's all I'm going to say is Zanzibar.
If it feels good, do it.
You'll know.
And if it doesn't, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do this week?
Oh. Yeah, this week. What did I do this week? Well, we had a work golf outing lunch party type thing. That was pretty interesting and fun. So we did that, or I did that, and then...
How'd you do? How'd you shoot?
Well, I did better in darts than I did on the golf course.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, because, I mean, it wasn't... You couldn't... I mean, you could. People golfed, and then that was it, you know, and eat and whatever, but...
What day was that?
Friday.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, you're at a... I don't know, there was probably 40 plus of us at the Bloomer golf course.
Sure.
So right away it was raining. So, you know, you shake dice and played, you know, some guy shot pool.
Getting paid?
No paid. But all of it was covered. I mean, not the gambling part. You know,
was at the Bloomer golf course, you said?
Yep. And we pretty much had to play to ourselves. I think there was 2 people besides us. But, you know, ducky dice and 6x4, dart games, drinks.
Nice.
It was fun. And then... after that, I drove to my sister's house and worked on their front porch all day Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
So,
cool.
It was good. And this morning, I started to stain my deck, which I will tell you...
sucks.
Yeah. It's not on the top of my list to do, but I have a front porch to do. But do it without the sun out. I mean, or at least somewhat cloudy or early in the morning, because... The first half of the deck went really well, but it was shaded.
Yep.
As soon as we got to where the sun was, you really... I don't even think you could keep up fast enough.
It dries without, soaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't care. You know, I mean, it is what it is. So.
Sure. You rolling it, or what are you doing?
I brushed the cracks, and then Landon rolled it.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think overall, the whole front porch, I'll use a brush. It just seemed to go... on more evenly.
Sure.
But I'm happy with
it. What about a sprayer?
Well, I thought of that, but for the cleanup time and to go borrow a sprayer or buy one, I just...
Yeah.
You know, it only took, I think, an hour and 15 minutes for the whole back deck.
Oh, yeah. I'm bad.
There was a couple water breaks in there. And,
sure.
You know.
Smoke break.
Yeah, big smoker. Breaks. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
Cool.
Nice.
Ben.
Well, it's been a couple weeks since we recorded, I guess. So that's because last week I was gone. We went to Vermont for 5 days, the whole family. So my cousin's daughter graduated from high school. So we went out there for the graduation party. And they had no idea we were coming, so we surprised them. So that was really cool.
That's cool.
It's like an accidental friendly fire.
Yeah.
No idea they were coming.
No, it was good. It was fun. First time my boy got to fly. So
how did he do?
Good. We didn't tell him ahead of time.
Sure.
Because we knew he'd never stop talking about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got to the airport, and he's been to the airport before because we've gone to watch the planes take off and land. And
yeah.
And he's like, airport, you know, and he's like, are we gonna watch? And then we're like, no, we're gonna fly. And then it was, you know, not
game on.
Yeah. But the chronic crummy part is, so MSP Airport is under construction.
Mm.
So a bunch of the runways are tore up. And then due to the winds, when we were taking off that Wednesday, there was only one runway open for landings and takeoffs.
Ooh.
So we got in the airplane and the pilot, you know, everybody's situated or whatever. And the pilot came out and explained all of that. And he's like, so currently we are number 39 in line to take off.
Yeah, because isn't it like every 27 seconds or 26 seconds, one leaves and comes from that airport?
Yeah, so it was, honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought. When he said number 39, I really contemplated busting open the emergency exit,
sure.
Kool-Aid Man style, and be like, I'm out, you know. But we had to sit for 45-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it'd be much, much worse. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, it was cool. Then, you know, I haven't flown in probably over 10 years. So it's been a while for me, obviously, too. But when you get that shove back in the seat as you take off down the runway, you know, my boy's eyes just got as big as dinner plates, you know. And he was like, big smile on his face. He's like, we're going fast. Like, yeah, we are.
You just wait. We're going to get up in the air shortly.
Yeah, it was really cool, though. And we flew Delta, which obviously it's been a long time since I fly, like I said, but the backs of the seats all have TV cameras built into them.
Oh.
And for free, there's a billion different movies, TV shows. They provide you with headphones.
Oh.
There's games you can play, or you can click over to the in-flight monitor, see your plane on GPS, where it is,
how
fast it's going, the temperature. Like,
Was he looking out the window and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
check
did
that
some,
out?
Yeah, he did some looking out the window and, you know, watching the clouds go by.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool. Then we kept bringing, I brought it up on his, because we had his tablet, right? I didn't know they'd have monitors in the back seat backs. So I had his tablet all juiced up and ready to go with movies for him and stuff. And but we kept clicking to the in-flight stats, and it was like, we're going 786 miles an hour, you know, now. And then we were flying over Lake Michigan, and, you know, so that was cool to see. And, it was cool. Vermont was awesome. My cousin lives out by the Green Mountains, which I'd never really been to before. And so one day the wife wanted to just go for a cruise. And my cousin was like, take this one route. It'll take you through the Green Mountains. It's really scenic. And she definitely undersold it. Coolest road I've ever been on, ever. So to start the road, like once you actually get up to that spot, there's a chicane that you have to drive through. And it's almost like an obstacle course. And if your car doesn't fit, you can't go because you will get stuck.
Sure.
So they've had semis try and go up it and down it and they get stuck or whatever. So they installed this chicane. But I mean, there's spots where you're only going like 2 or 3 miles an hour and it's super tight, like S's and up and down. And
that's like the needle. It sounds like the Needles Highway out in South Dakota.
It was, I've been on that and it was kind of similar, except much tighter.
Oh, really?
I mean,
wow.
Like, I mean, there's times where it's literally like you're just creeping and you're going around. And I mean, it is the tightest S you could imagine. But the trees all go right over top of the
highway. Did you just say S or ass?
S.
Okay.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah,
nothing wrong with a nice tight ass.
Nah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, we know where his mind's at.
Yeah. Lacey's
gutter.
Lacey's getting it when he gets home.
Yeah. I'm in the gutter.
Guaranteed.
If you need to send the kids over, let me know.
Hey, kids, go push mow the yard.
Yeah. You guys are on bucket cleanup. Mom and Dad got stuff to take care of.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, the trees all go right over top of the mount or over the road. So you're fully encased in a canopy. And then all over on both sides of you are boulders, like, bigger than your house. Just, I mean, massive boulders. And there's waterfalls and streams running. And it was way cool.
Yeah,
really
cool.
So, cool. Yeah. So that was that.
Jason.
Well, Tanner was at a Bible camp. Down in
Band Camp?
Bible. It's called Phantom Ranch Bible Camp. It's down by Milwaukee, Whitewater area.
Oh, okay. Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to Green Bay.
It's right by Green Bay. It's only an hour or so.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah.
Next to it.
You can see the stadium from there. Yeah, so he was down there. He got back. He left on Sunday and he got back on Friday. And told us all about it. And he said it was a good time. He's glad he went. You know, we didn't know. That was like really the first time he's ever been away from home for any amount of time, you know. Right. So, well,
to me, it's not even about the being away. Like, I guess that kind of, I shouldn't say shocks me, but I guess I didn't realize he was a Bible, like,
well,
church,
it, so,
Bible
no,
kind of thing.
Well, his G friend got him into that. So they've been doing that. Yep. So they've been doing that on Wednesdays. I've been telling you that.
Those were Bibles they were thumping. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So anyway, he's been doing that on Wednesdays. He's been going over to the
CCD
church.
Type of thing? Or
yeah.
Just,
like,
yeah. Okay.
And then they got all signed up. And there was like 3 or 4 buses or whatever that took them all down there. And yeah, there's quite a few people.
Damn.
Yeah. That's cool, though. Did all right with being away from home?
Yeah, he did fine, yeah. Lots of shit to do, he said. There was paintball. They went tubing, like a banana boat thing behind
boat
or whatever. Did all that. Paintball, campfires and shit, you know, whatever.
His girlfriend was there with him then?
Yeah, they obviously keep everybody separate.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
get that,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen band camp movies.
Yeah.
The same time at band camp.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought he was going when you last week the when you
thing,
said he was gone.
The thing was,
I was
though,
like,
yeah,
band camp, yes,
yeah, it was one time at band camp. No, he ended up getting stuck with the one of the what do you call those people,
counselor.
People.
Oh, yeah.
So he said they got stuck. There was 2 of them in his camp. So he said when it was lights out,
it was
pretty much lights out. You know, he's the guys go, oh, you can do whatever you want, but it's time for bed, whatever time it was, 10 or whatever. So, yeah, he did that. And
he's used to staying up till like 2, 3 o'clock
in
the morning,
I know.
Too, I'm sure.
I know.
Sleeping until noon.
Funny you
tough,
say that because.
Tough building statue socks on the camp counselors right there.
Yeah.
Tanner, are you trying to start a fire in bed, or what are you doing over there?
So,
working on my badge.
We're rubbing 2 sticks together here, buddy. Don't worry about it.
So on Thursday, we took Kaylee to Chick-fil-A, right? Because that was our something to do with her.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there, and we were eating at Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, Kaylee, what's wrong? Because she seemed like something was wrong, right? Boy problems or whatever the hell the problem was.
Yeah,
and I'm
you
like,
want that shit.
Right. And I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. And I'm like, you can tell me, you know, what's wrong. You know, Ma was right there. So she's like, well, I kind of miss Tanner.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, no. I'm like, do tell. Yeah, I kind of, and I didn't say nothing because then the alligator.
I'm sure normally they're like oil and water.
Oh,
right?
Fuck. Yeah, they don't get along at all.
Normal brother, sister shit.
Right.
Yep. Oh, my God. Well, the alligator tears started coming, and I'm like, all right. She does miss her brother. And then I looked over at Lacey. She had alligator tears.
I was going to say, I'm sure Lacey started bawling.
And then
Then Dad started crying.
My, you know, it was allergies is what I had.
Oh, yeah.
Allergies sure inside the restaurant.
I miss my boy.
No, there were, they had flowers on the table. Oh. They had plants or something.
Fake ones.
No, they're real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then my allergies started kicking in, and I'm like, three of us are sitting at fucking Chick-fil-A.
My baby boy's gone to camp.
No, this he left on Thursday. This was on this. He left on Sunday. This was on that Thursday, so it was almost a week. And she didn't know when he was coming home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, he'll be home tomorrow. No, he won't. He won't be home. I'm like, he's coming home tomorrow.
Just
really?
Went to, he just went to really? Bible camp. He's not in WAPA.
Yeah. He didn't get a 7 to 10 year sentence.
Right. He's not doing a nickel.
Yeah. So yeah, it was good that, I mean.
That's nice though.
Yeah, it was, I felt really good.
So he got home on Friday and today is Sunday.
Yeah.
Are they over missing each other by now?
No, they're still, yeah.
Still good? Okay.
He's at church right now again, and then he's going to go back to her house and we're all gonna go over there. Jesus. We're all gonna go over there later.
Lord,
we're all
gonna can go I get an amen
later on?
Hallelujah!
Woo.
I don't have to talk to that boy next time I see him. I'm gonna have to give him a little insight.
Probably gonna try and save your soul.
Yeah, well, good luck.
I mean, whatever it is, but I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Well, there's a few things.
There's a lot worse things you could be doing. You know, we poke fun at it.
You could be dyeing your hair.
Yeah, right? Holy shit.
Don't even get me started.
He wanted to dye his hair blonde.
Unbelievable.
Dude, we went through fucking. Listen now.
Turn it up. Fire it up.
Yep. Wind it up.
Get him worked up.
Yep. We went to a Chippewa family restaurant.
Oh, boy.
You fuckers, shut up and listen.
On Friday. Not the booth in front of us, but the next one. He had red, yellow maybe, or white, I'm guessing it was supposed to be, blue, and then purple or pink or something. I'm like, they all have blue, and I'm like, hey, what the fuck?
Was it Dennis Rodman?
I don't know who it was. I'm guessing it was some kind of a flag.
Festiverse?
Flag color supposed to be flying. Is what I'm guessing it was supposed to be. I don't know.
Well, they could have been from the fest, you know, that crowd, you know.
That hoofbeat crowd tends to.
You know, they got to eat too, and they, Could be, you always see some strange.
Bad marketing right there. They got to re.
Nah, what do you mean? That's great. Hoofbeat.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how good it's going to be next year.
Who wouldn't want to go to a fucking music festival called Hoofbeat?
Hoofbeat. Come on.
Cattle drive, here it comes.
Yeah.
What? So, no, it's a music festival. No.
Yeehaw.
So, well, all right. So I was up at.
We wouldn't know what you do.
Oh, yeah. So I was up at Country Fest, which is like just an outdoor music festival concert thing. So there was. Was it Keith Urban, Jake Owen, Eric Church, Ashley McBride?
Was Scotty McCreary there?
Scotty
McCreary. I thought that was on one of your snaps, but I couldn't tell for sure.
Yep. Oh, you forgot the guy that started the whole party.
Sawyer Brown.
Yes.
Sawyer Brown, he's good.
Yeah, and probably
the best. Well,
I mean,
probably the best out of all of them so far, it sounded like.
I definitely knew more of his songs than the rest. Keith Urban was super cool. When he got to, there was like the one song he's got quite a few good songs, but there was the one song was like my favorite of his. He'd actually come off the stage and where he was set up on like a little platform at the end of our row. So he was like 20 people away from us and sang the whole song right there. It was really
cool. He must have been close to Tice.
I was right next to him.
Okay. I was going to say both your snaps looked like the same angle or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
Eric Church, pretty good. He played for almost 2 hours last night.
That's what somebody said. It was a long show.
It was long, yep.
This shit is so good.
And then there was, Ashley McBride, Lori Morgan.
Lori Morgan, I was going to say she was. Wasn't she married to
Sammy Kershaw? Yeah. She was married to Keith Whitley.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't she
have like a temper problem or she likes to beat on people?
She's been married six.
She can beat on.
Six
times?
Married six. Yep. She was married six times. Obviously divorced five. But
well, you'd think by the sixth one he would have figured it out.
Well, hey.
Wait, what did you say her name was?
Lori Morgan. Lori
Morgan. Morgan. Was there another lady named Morgan? Like,
there's probably a bunch of ladies named Morgan.
Okay, yeah. Later. Like,
well, there was a guy, Morgan Evans, okay, I think.
Kaylee has a friend named Morgan.
Maybe it was her that year.
That's who I was thinking about.
Yeah. So anyway.
Six times, that must be pretty good.
They're after 37 years now, they're changing the name from Country Fest to Hoof Beat.
Not
super good. Lame.
Yeah.
But not it's cool. So we were talking about that, and we're like, right now, Country Fest, so the people that go, they're called Festers.
Right.
So when we go, beaters. Yeah, we go next year, what is it going to be? Well, here comes the Beaters. Hey, Beaters.
I mean, Country Fest and Rock Fest is, I mean, I don't want to say genius in its simplicity, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's straight to the point.
All you know exactly what it is. It's it's a music fest about country music or rock music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoofbeat, you're going to have to put something on the sign or in the advertisement so people even know that it's not some fucking weird
cattle
thing
drive.
Or horse Boy, thing honestly, or fucking animal veterinary
powwow.
Yeah.
Fucking conference. I mean,
They didn't think it through very well.
No. But they said that was what was voted on by the founding members, the staff, the
promoters,
whatever. Well, they're fucking dumb.
What were the other fucking options?
Well, that's what I haven't heard. But I did see one of their logos that said Wolf Beat Country Festival.
Are you saying wolf?
Hoof.
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 Okay. Maybe I did say wolf. I don't know. Hoof Beat Country Festival.
Either way. Either one. Even if you said wolf, that's still stupid.
Yeah. Wolf Beat.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
But I guess we're not at the round table.
Well, especially like to me, it's also you're purposely like shoehorning that into like a redneck thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cattle and pickup trucks. And I mean, country music is not that anymore. A lot of people try to be.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's basically it's fucking pop with more guitars. Yeah. You know, I mean.
Violin.
Yeah, like I looked at the lineup for Country Fest this year and I was like, I know like four of those people.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like old country music. I don't even listen to you know. Yeah. I knew Scotty Mercury from
American Idol. Mm-hmm.
And obviously
the three headliners, Keith Urban.
Sawyer Brown.
Yeah, Keith Urban. I mean, you know, I've heard of him. I don't know that I could tell you a song that he sings, but mm-hmm. Sawyer Brown is more old school though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I
mean,
well, they've been in the 80s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I know them. 80, but it's. And like in one of your snaps there, Scotty McCreery was, I was like, oh, he's singing Randy Travis. I know that. You know?
Yeah.
See, I could go to a country fest that has Sawyer Brown, Diamond Rio, you know, the older Travis Tritt, Marty Stewart.
Like, I can remember
like
when
that,
Randy Travis was at Fest, and a lot of people thought his show was terrible. Because he just stood up there and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can see both sides of that, right?
Alan Jackson does that.
You like seeing a show with.
They're not performers.
Maybe pyrotechnics or, you know, a performance.
Brooks and Dunn.
But Randy's thing was like, people are paying money to see me sing, and that's what I came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I also see that part of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be a big thing with dance numbers and.
Nope.
I see both sides of it, right? Like, would it be cool to see an awesome performance? Sure. But at the same time, like, Randy Travis's music also doesn't lend itself to, you know, that type of stuff either.
You ever see Garth Brooks?
I've been to, like, four concerts in my whole life.
Okay. Well, he was over in the cities whenever the hell that was. A while ago.
16. We know that.
Oh, you went?
I did in the back of your dad's truck.
Oh, you went with us?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Oh, I didn't. I guess that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
You were so memorable.
But it was. That was.
Get his ass in the back.
That was pretty fucking neat, how he ran across the stage and he went up and he did all the shit, but one concert for what it would cost to go to Country Fest at that time, you know what I mean?
Well, but, I mean, Garth Brooks could sing for a lot of hours without running out of hits.
Yeah, he has a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
on that token, did they, because they always announce one.
They announced three.
Was it one of them, Brooks and Dunn?
Brooks and Dunn.
Next year?
Next year.
Yep, I'd see them.
Yeah. But that didn't necessarily say headliners, right? It was
I'm sure he'll be a headliner.
Yeah, I mean, that's an older. I mean, that was actually my first concert I've seen. My parents took me to Country Fest
to see Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Riley Green and Lainey Wilson.
Oh,
isn't she the one with the fat ass that everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying that
I haven't watched any videos of her on TikTok.
Yeah.
Not her face.
I haven't watched any videos of her on TikTok all the time.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't even know who it is.
Oh, if you've seen the
I couldn't even
back profile, you might.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
She always wears the chick hat. I don't know what else to call it.
Again, and that's not the part of the body I've seen.
No, but she wears it.
Riley Green isn't. Is he an opener for somebody right now, though? Is he kind of doing his own thing?
I have no idea.
Trying to? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought that was a chick.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But yeah, I highly.
She's going to be a closer.
She'll be a closer. Brooks and Dunn will be a closer.
You think
Brooks and Dunn
will be?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
Because for a while there, they kind of took a break, did they not? Tried to do their own thing again?
Yeah, they'd be
separate.
Yeah, I think they tried to. They didn't get weren't getting along or something.
Oh, they were trying to do solo?
Yeah.
I just think they weren't getting along.
Well, they were doing solo acts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then the one guy does the radio countdown thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Cool.
Well, next year, or a year from now.
There you go. Gonna go to Hoofbeat.
So
Hoofing it.
Hoofbeat.
I guess on that note though, me and my buddy Caleb that were there.
Hey Caleb.
Oh juice.
the hell.
I know. Yeah.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe next time you guys come with. Yeah. But there was somebody Warren Ziders was playing. No idea who he was.
Yeah, me neither.
So we were in the camper and we're like, well, you want to go down for the show? And no, we're just watch TV. So we were watching Forged in Fire.
Then
like a second episode come on and we're like, well, we're going to miss Warren Ziders. I don't know who he is. Okay, let's watch this episode. So we sat in the camper watching Forged in Fire and it was a neat show. Now I found out it's on Disney Plus. So I'm upstairs. Oh, yeah.
Tanner watches that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It will kill.
It will kill.
I like that.
Yep. All right. Jason, your favorite part of the show.
I love it.
What part is that?
Let's do it.
I got mail.
Hey, there it is.
I got mail.
I love
it. We got the mail bucket.
The
mail bucket.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm having trouble with the computer, so I can't bring it up there. So I'm going to have to read it off my phone.
You need my glasses?
No, no.
You need Jason's cheaters?
You need to zoom in on that?
Okay. Just started listening last week. Thanks for the late invite, Chad. First episode talking about the bucket in the garage. I laughed because my grandma had kept a 5-gallon bucket next to her bed for when she had to pee in the middle of the night.
Not the same.
She did get her butt stuck in it once.
She needs a toilet seat.
She needed a seat.
Get down to Menards, get a toilet seat.
What can I say? I have a 5-gallon bucket with a seat made just for the bucket in my tree stand.
Oh, okay.
First deer I ever got was just after I got done using it. That leads me to my next comment. Nate talking about Jack after his accident. After I got my first deer and Jack found out it was after I got off the shitter, he started calling me Bucklure.
Nice.
On to episode 5. I am disappointed in you guys. Talking about closed captioning on YouTube and going right into porn mags, but completely missed the perfect opening for closed captions on Pornhub.
Oh.
That would be a lot of oh.
Yeah.
Those
unintelligible noises.
I mean, it would just come up in brackets, unintelligible noises. Don't worry. I already gave Chad shit about it, and he told me to email you guys about it as well.
Yep.
I don't care if you guys throw my name out or not if you read this on air. Rachel. That was from Rachel.
Rachel.
There was a P.S. I am going to say you guys are pretty entertaining, and I am putting you guys right up at the top with my other two podcasts that I listen to.
Wow.
I will be telling others about your show.
Ah, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're telling everyone she knows, and even the ones she don't, especially the ones she don't.
Especially the ones you don't know. Yep. You tell those ones. Tell all those fuckers.
She must have, because there was a couple other people I happen to work with, Rachel, that come up to me, and they're like, you have a podcast? I was like, a group of us do, you know, and kind of gave them a little rundown spiel or whatever. So, yeah. So, nice. Spreading the word.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
but yeah, as soon as she told me that story about the bucket with her grandma, I was like, oh my God, Jason's going to get a hard off.
Absolutely. I do.
Somebody else has a bucket.
Yep. See, I told you guys, you got to have a bucket. Yeah.
Even though it's just because she's old and can't make it to the bathroom. Yep. It doesn't matter.
Still a bucket.
I
want
to waddle to the garage.
In the middle of the night?
No.
Jason waddles past the bathroom. Yeah. Nobody's in there. Right past the bathroom. I'm going to the bucket.
I need some me time.
Just home alone.
Calgon, take me away.
So you're not alone, Jason.
No, I know. That's good. What did you call me? You called me I was the founder?
Oh, you're like a trailblazer.
I'm a trailblazer.
Not only am I the founding member, I'm also the president.
Right. Right.
And a follower. The number one fan.
Yeah.
President of the Bucket Club.
Bucket Shitters Unite.
Yeah.
The CEO.
All right. Let's give another email here. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Always a good time listening to it. A few comments about the last episode. It isn't fair to pick on Nate for liking Gary Allen so much.
Who's that?
So, fuck you.
Let's hear the rest of this.
Yeah.
Wait, that was in the email?
Probably.
Or that was you?
This is the email.
Oh, the fuck you part?
No, that was me.
Yeah, that's the part. Okay.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Always a good time listening to it. A few comments about the last episode. It isn't fair to pick on Nate for liking Gary Allen so much. I mean, after all, Chad still believes in Santa Claus.
What's there not to believe? Yeah. I don't get that.
Well,
I don't get it.
Also, very fitting that the conversation started with Nate's love of Gary and ended with docking and belt looping. Hey, wait a
See?
I filter these out better.
Yeah.
Apparently. I was on his side for a minute.
I took a straw poll. I still haven't heard of anybody else who's even heard of Gary Allen.
Oh. I was looking online and I saw that he is headlining.
It's got to be a graduation party.
No.
A retirement party.
Schmelny's bar mitzvah.
23 people welcome.
Headlined by Gary Allen.
Wow.
Yeah. Get you some.
Chippa Manor.
Yeah.
No, where is he? We're interested.
No, we're not.
Crossroad, something in Montana.
Okay.
Something. Oh, just on the road.
Yeah. Take 94, it'll take you right there.
It will.
He's playing the closing ceremonies at Little Timmy's Circumcision.
In one of the previous episodes, your guest talked about his collections of Lego sets and video games. Uh-huh. Knowing Chad collects his neighbor's underwear, do any of the other Hicks have interesting collectibles?
That's a good question. Well, I like that.
How many pairs of your Nuzzins underwear do you
Nuzzins.
Have?
Nuns are business.
Oh, okay.
Currently, I'm up to zero.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just looking. Just looking at them. You know,
safe distance. It's like a library. You check them out, but then you always return them.
Never actually have ever taken them.
Sure.
Just look at them from afar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Sniff them once in a while.
That's why I just go, you know, drive the mower over there, like, sure. You know, helping her out.
See Chad driving underneath the clothesline.
Like a
big pair of panties just sliding over his nose as he lays his head back, flat pan style.
I would change my mower blades with it running. I might actually go home and try that. Start the mower and the blades
arms
and change
spread
them.
Spread out wide, Titanic style. Just
Not true.
Slowly sliding over his
like
face.
Like going through one of those car washes.
Yep.
Not true.
Nuzzin!
You.
Yep, nope. I can see that.
I cannot.
No?
No. There's a zero chance of that happening.
Fake news.
Yeah.
I want to say back like in early 90s-ish. Pepsi came out because I drink Pepsi all the time. Pepsi came out with the different kinds of, it's Pepsi, but they had different logos on it. It didn't say Pepsi. There was like a eyeball with a sunglass on it, or eye something with sunglasses on it, and then they had maybe stars or all kinds of different shit, and then they had the clear Pepsi and all that. So I collected all those pop cans. Yeah, the cans. I can't remember all what they all look like, but I had two of each. One was full and one was empty, and I had them all lined up from when they came out to when they stopped doing it. But
that's cool.
Yeah, I don't have no idea where those are anymore. And actually, I think the last time I seen them, the cans were still, they weren't popped or nothing, but they were empty. So I don't know if I'm guessing they evaporated or how whatever happened, but the cans were not open, but they were empty.
Yeah. You still have them, you think? You just don't know where they are? No, you don't think
don't think I have them anymore. Okay. I used to collect that, but I like Pepsi stuff, but Pepsi stuff is hard to collect.
Well, I'll be honest. I've heard and seen a lot of collections of Coke.
Yeah.
But right. I've never, I guess, not that it's weird or different, but I've never seen anybody with a collection of Pepsi.
Yeah, it's hard to collect Pepsi stuff because there's so, I mean, you know, like you can walk into fucking Walmart and you can get a Coke.
Yeah.
Refrigerator or something, you can't get Pepsi one. I mean, or whatever.
Yeah, Pepsi just doesn't that iconic,
right?
You know, yeah. I mean, there's a billion Coke signs and Coke. Yeah, you know,
right. Yeah, but Pepsi, it's hard to do Pepsi. But I don't know if you guys remember at all, but they used to have those. They were Pepsi bottles, the glass bottles, and you would put your dollar in or 50 cents or whatever, and you open the side door there and you can pull out one soda or whatever. One of those machines, because I looked at them, I would love to get one of those working, but holy shit, thousands and thousands of dollars to get one of those machines.
Well, then you'd have to also find glass bottles, right?
Yeah,
refill them. I'm assuming yourself.
You can get glass bottles.
Still? I'm assuming. I mean, you can still buy glass bottles of Coke. So
Costco. We should go down there sometime.
Yeah, I don't know. But one of those machines, I think, would be pretty cool to have. Yeah.
Nothing is better than a soda out of a glass bottle.
I know it. You know, I think maybe they would maybe have Pepsi, maybe Dr. Pepper,
probably 7 Up,
Mountain Dew. Yeah, maybe a 7 Up in there. They had, you know, just like a.
Yeah,
machine they have now, but it was the door. It was like a 6-inch door that opened up on the side, and you'd pull out a soda.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I can remember going to the old folks' home over by where you guys used to live.
Yeah,
to visit my great grandma in there, and every time we were there, it was a treat. Dad and I would always walk down the hall, and they had the vending machine. You could get the glass bottle of soda out of there, and
I would like. I think that'd be neat to have one of those, but. Yeah. That restoration, you ever see that?
Yeah, Rusty.
Rusty there.
I think that guy's in Vegas
or wherever the hell
is that the guy who got famous off of Pawn Stars?
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
Originally.
Yeah, because Rick used him on Pawn Stars, and then they did a spinoff.
Yep. Yeah, that guy. That's where
he's ridiculously talented.
Oh, but that's where I seen it. Yeah. You go on there and he has some of the machines there, but holy shit, they're way more than my pocketbook can afford to have one of those. And then to have it, that's just to buy the machine, and then he redoes it to make it actually work.
Something that would maybe be I still don't know what it would be, but I've seen videos of a couple different guys online who you get them an old fridge and they will restore it, and either some of them will paint it or else they'll actually wrap it, like you'd wrap a car and you could wrap it to look like a Pepsi machine. But it would be a fridge, and like for your garage or whatever.
Yep. I have one of those refrigerators,
and that would be an option that's probably a lot cheaper.
I have one up at that cabin. School.
Yeah,
It has that handle on it.
Yep.
And then it has on the front of it. We got a opener.
Mm-hmm.
We screwed.
Yeah, he could probably find somebody who could wrap it, it would look just like a.
That would be fucking. I never thought
guys.
Of that.
Wrap guys.
Get you one for $1,432.
That's what I'm talking about.
Baby blue.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't see it, but
I'll look at it later. But
with his glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I guess I'll be honest.
Pepsi's hard to collect.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. It is.
But that's cool. Mm-hmm. Actually, on that token, I know it's Coca-Cola, not Pepsi, but, and I don't know if it's the bottled ones or just super, super old, but Chubbs Kelly, mm-hmm. His mom, Pam, mm-hmm. has one of those.
Oh,
old,
really?
Old school ones. And I think it's the bottle, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is that a bottle there or is that a can?
I didn't go into
okay, it. Okay, that's fine. We'll talk later.
Okay.
I do a collection of $2 bills.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I know they're not all that rare necessarily, but it was just something when I first saw one years ago, I thought, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then I just kept collecting. I got one that is printed instead of like your standard green ink. It's printed with red ink.
Oh.
I have a $5 bill like that.
It's probably worth $2 or something, I would imagine.
Two and a quarter.
I think the red, if I remember right, it is one of the wars. They started printing it around there with the red ink.
And then there's ones with stars that are like reprints where if, you know, a certain serial number that mm-hmm. got destroyed, they reprint it with the same serial number and then put it back out in circulation. That's where the stars come in.
Oh, okay.
I could be totally wrong. I might have just made that up.
That sounds
know.
Good. I like
sounds
it.
Sounds legit.
We'll yeah, it had something to do with reprint or recirculating or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's technically collecting. I mean, I guess kind of. I'm a cigar smoker, so I have I made my own humidor out of a wine fridge. And, I mean, that is definitely full of cigars. And I mean, they stay... As long as the humidity is good and the temperature stays solid, you know, they stay good kind of indefinitely, sort of. So
The cigars will?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, basically, that's just to keep the humidity level or temperature?
Yeah, if you don't keep them at the right humidity, then they dry out and you don't even want to smoke them anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. I got a couple hygrometers in there and, yeah.
So on that token, how often do you smoke a cigar that you have a fridge full?
Well, I mean, obviously more in the summertime than in the winter, just because of temperature outside. Yeah. You know, I'll take some if I go ice fishing or something. I'll smoke one in the shack. But, you know, more often in the summer, lots of times on a Sunday, I'll grab a couple cigars and go sit out on the deck and listen to the Brewer game and smoke a couple stogies. But, I mean, they stay good for, you know, indefinitely. So when I first started cigar smoking, I just had a humidor and that held like 20. And then I was like, okay, I definitely like this and I want to get into it. And you can buy cabinet humidors that are way expensive that look like a nightstand, you know,
mm-hmm.
or even that look like a coffee table or a big curio cabinet. They have all different kinds. But I had seen online where people took wine fridges because they seal up real well, or any fridge really, but I don't need a giant fridge, you know. Excuse me. And so yeah, I bought a wine fridge from Sam's Club for $80 or something like that. I took the shelves out of it, sanded down the inside of it all, roughed it up, and then I lined it with Spanish cedar. And because the cedar soaks up the humidity.
Okay.
And it helps stabilize the humidity inside your humidor. So yeah, I lined it with Spanish cedar planks, and which are actually, I didn't know this, but when you cut them, you either have to use a handsaw so there's no dust, or else wear a respirator, because the sawdust from Spanish cedar is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you inhale it can mess you up real bad.
Did not know that.
No, I didn't either until I went down that rabbit hole. But yeah, anyways, I lined it with Spanish cedar and I put the shelves back in and filled it up with boxes of cigars, and I have a couple little Tupperware containers in there that are full of these beads that you add distilled water to. And then
beads.
Yeah, no, they're much tinier than that.
Beginners.
Yeah, beginner. But yeah, you add distilled water to the beads, and then they regulate the humidity. They give off and take in to keep it at like 70%.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got, I don't know, hundreds of cigars in there. Huh. So,
Awesome.
Another email or
we
no?
We have more.
Wow.
Jeez.
I like it. Keep them coming.
Do it.
Smash that like button.
There it is.
And share it with everybody you know, and especially the ones you know. Keep the emails coming.
You guys.
The button.
You guys.
Did I say
button? You can, holy fuck.
Wow.
Oh, they're long.
That's got like
that's a scroller.
Pinpoints.
Bullet points.
And yeah.
And yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm excited for this.
Oh, and it gets better.
All right.
This.
Okay.
Dear Hicks.
Hey.
That's us.
They must not know us.
My name is Dara, and I am the mother of Tanner's girlfriend.
Shit.
Gemma.
In trouble. Yep.
Just to be up front, I take nothing back. Just who I am, take it or leave it.
And, well, we have been listening to your podcast, trying to listen in order, but also have cheated and jumped ahead. First and foremost, I totally appreciate the realness and relatability of your stories. Life is all about lessons and laughter, so keep them coming.
That's perfect.
So far, yeah, we're good.
So that's like a normal email.
Yeah,
but
good.
Wait.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.
I mean, I'm assuming if the daughter is pretty religious, the parents must be fairly religious. I can't believe that.
Now the real reasons I had to respond.
Oh, boy.
Now we're getting the real.
Is it all right if I'm starting to sweat here?
Her real feelings.
Light just came on.
Yeah. I'm starting to sweat.
Jason's like, yeah, no longer fireplace tonight.
Yeah.
Pizza. Pineapple is amazing on pizza.
Yes, it is.
With ham, yes. Bacon, or chicken.
Winner.
And yes, we cut bigger pizzas or... if I have a large amount of people into squares.
Fuck no, Dara.
To make sure, or to make it seem more, and to be able to eat the little round corner pieces that my hubby and I fight over.
That's because you like the crust, so put it in triangles.
But typical frozen pizzas, we cut in triangles. Now, I am originally from Lake Geneva, right on the Wisconsin and Illinois border, so I enjoy and miss the foods of Chicago, which includes the Chicago deep dish with sauce on top of cheese and meat.
Sorry, Dara.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a fan favorite.
I tried it when we were in Chicago. It wasn't bad. I don't know if I could eat all the time, but it wasn't bad.
Pizza Hut, and then maybe they messed it up that time.
Yes, there is a difference between deep dish and pan pizza.
Yes.
I have had the Ohana Pizza Company food truck, and that is very yummy.
Oh, good.
My personal go-to pizzas are Frozen, Jack's.
Winner.
Pizza Hut, Chicken Supreme. Jim Bob's, Potato Spud Pizza.
Oh, those are good.
Ranch sauce, shredded potato, cheddar cheese, bacon bits, chives, and sour cream.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Toppers is a Buffalo Chicken Mac and cheese with bacon.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Never had.
Papa Murphy's, Papa's Perfect. Half Hawaiian, half pepperoni, or the Chicago stuffed. It's similar, but not the real thing. Dumplings.
Yeah.
Yes.
She better not have anything bad to say
about that. No, she better not.
It will be the last of her email.
Talk about screening emails, dumplings.
Tanner, she's out.
She go.
My husband, also Jason, has his family recipe for dumplings. It is bread, not potato, and we usually have them with a beef roast and gravy. Me, I like to fry them up next day in a whole lot of butter, then sprinkle with garlic salt.
I need that recipe.
Yeah, we need.
Yeah,
I don't understand the bread part.
Bread.
I'm not for sure.
Was it bread instead of potato? Well, yeah.
Well, ask her tonight.
Bread, not potato.
Ask her. You're going over there, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's your homework. Find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird combos. How
would that work?
I don't understand the bread.
Sandbar on Lake Wissota has the most amazing party in your mouth burger. Yummy, delicious burger. Actual name. It comes with bacon, fresh jalapenos, Swiss cheese, raspberry chipotle jam, and crunchy peanut butter. Then I get it on a pretzel bun. Seriously, it hits all the taste buds of sweet, salty, spicy, and savory.
Not going to lie, I'm going to beat you guys to it. When she said party in the mouth, that's not where I thought she was going. That weird. But I've had that burger. Or I've had a bite of that burger. It's the. I think what pushes it over top is the jam.
The peanut butter on a burger is very good.
Yeah,
but they're that jam they have out there.
Raspberry
is,
chipotle jam.
Yeah, that's that's good.
Huh. Well, this is interesting. I do occasionally put real mayo on soak-up dogs or brats. But again, being from near Chicago in Illinois, it is a sin to put ketchup on a hot dog. Yes, for regular old Oscar Myers, I will do ketchup, but nothing beats a Chicago-style hot dog. Tomato wedge, dill pickle spear, yellow mustard, neon green sweet pickle relish, chopped white onion, sport peppers, and celery salt sprinkled over.
I wouldn't even eat that if you paid me to.
I mean, some of it sounds good, but I mean,
no, I'm not a fan of mustard. I definitely don't like fucking raw onions.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
No.
I don't know who said their mom eats Miracle Whip and peanut butter, but
yep, that's
well,
my mom.
So does my husband. One of his easy favorite childhood sandwiches.
Yep,
that's all that was on the sandwich.
Peanut butter Miracle Whip.
Okay,
it's pretty good. I won't lie, I've tried it. Not something I make at home, but my mom likes it.
Do you fold it in half or just eat it?
It's just peanut butter and Miracle Whip sandwich, dude. Bread, two pieces of bread.
Oh, okay.
Peanut butter and Miracle Whip in between.
I'm going to have to try it.
I'm not. You tell me I'm what it is.
Yeah, you guys.
He wraps fucking pizza with peanut butter and bread.
Dude, I do.
I haven't done that, but I put the peanut butter on there. I mean, that's good.
Dara's going to have to try the peanut butter bread on there with the pizza next time, with the Jax especially.
I guarantee she won't think it's a party in her mouth.
With a glass of chocolate milk.
No.
All right. Poop.
Still the same email?
Yeah.
Did you not see how long that
yeah,
thing
no, was? Yeah, no, I see it. It was like a
poop.
I like this.
Oh, shit.
Poop. Poop.
Shit.
Oh,
it.
Yeah. She calls the shit poop.
God damn it.
It's from a movie.
The shit poop.
Don't step on the flaming bag again, Harold.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. All right, poop. Yes, we all go, so why not enjoy the go with a few laughs? With all your conversations of code brownish yellow and buckets, websites I would like to share with you.
Oh, boy.
Jason, I'll show you after the show. Don't try to do it now.
Write this down.
There's a website, Rate My Poo. Oh, it's a Reddit, reddit.com. Rate My Poo.
Ben's on
following it right now, darn.
On the there's a health partner's blog. It says what your poop says about your health, and then and yes, feel free to check out.
Rate my nude body. Rate my boobs. Rate my rack.
What?
I'm signing up for all of these.
Well, this is Rate My Poo.
Well, I know, but as I typed in Rate My, all these other ones came up.
You got sidetracked.
Sorry, Dara. I'm still going to follow Rate My Poo.
Squirrel.
And yes, feel free to check out the multiple videos on YouTube. And to be clear, no, I have not posted or rated poop. My husband also has sports magazines at our cabin. Sports magazines.
Yeah. Hunting magazines.
Yep, which is located in Clam Lake.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they were handed down.
I can't wait for him to hear this.
I can't wait. Yeah, Chad's downloading Reddit. Oh, boy. Dara, if you're on Reddit, she's... check out Bad Dragon sometime.
Oh, jeez. No. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm thinking, yep, okay.
Oh, praise Jesus.
She's almost, yeah, but, okay. On Reddit, there's, she's...
Reddit is a whole other world.
Yeah, I mean, and if she knows what's on there and already has looked things on there, I mean, she might be shocked, but I don't think she's going to be blown away.
There's a whole Reddit just for Rate My Boobs.
My husband also has sports magazines at our cabin, which is located in Clam Lake. I am pretty sure they were handed down from his father and also how he learned about things. He did have the famous Vanna White Playboy,
oh, yes,
but has since been lost, destroyed, or thrown out. And yes, we also have a now 19-year-old son who I am sure has also encountered the cabin magazines.
I think I just found out where Vanna White magazine went.
So along those lines, with all your years of wisdom and Tanner and my daughter now dating...
Woo, serious.
Got any stories about your first kiss, girlfriend date, etc.? Not counting the cabin sport magazines. So, keep up the realistic life lessons with laughter. Dara.
Well, thank you. Dara. That was a good one.
Thanks, outstanding Dara. Email.
Yeah, that was fun.
We may have poked a little fun at it, but that was a really good email. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Enjoyed it. So, first girlfriend's first kiss, you know, first... first boyfriend? I don't know.
Do you want to elaborate?
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's a... Oh, boy.
I'm just looking at Rate My Poo.
God damn it.
What the fuck?
It looks like a snake.
Why is it on paper towels? That's not in the toilet.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Somebody...
Somebody shit on paper towels. It's not in a toilet.
No, it's... Yeah, he's correct.
They may have had peanuts to eat.
What the hell?
Oh.
That looks like they forgot to chew their venison. I gotta find that out. Oh, you don't... You gotta have...
Why don't you have any water in your toilet?
I must not be on the right one.
Whoa!
Go down. Go to the next one.
Oh, what the hell?
That one.
That's on a paper towel.
It looks like a snake.
There's a little star.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, but...
They don't look like they have any water in their toilet.
Yeah, it's up there.
I see. Taco Bell.
That's not what my Taco Bell looks like.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
Now you got it, and then you click join.
Why are there 7,000 members?
Hey, it's right here, boys.
Yeah. Why do they have them all on these?
That's what Ben was saying. That's
who doesn't shit in their toilet?
What the hell is that one?
What's wrong with my poo? Parasite?
Fecaloma?
Okay.
All right. So, we do have...
The internet's undefeated.
That's... For the
wolf down.
Hold on.
Stories. So we got stories first. Yeah.
I gotta find.
I guess my first kiss was at First Ward Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Out back behind the music room.
Hey,
hold on. Hold on.
Behind the music room.
Oh, yeah.
First Ward?
Yeah. Fourth grade.
Do you remember his name?
No, I don't. I'm just drawing a blank. It wasn't a dude either.
I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
I would say the first, like, real girlfriend was ended terribly because we went to prom and then we broke up that night.
Good job. They're not supposed to be laughing.
I couldn't believe the story when he told me, I don't know, 15 years ago. We were actually at her place when you told me the story.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well.
Karen's house?
No.
Who?
Karen?
No.
Oh.
No.
No?
No.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, it wasn't at Karen's.
Oh.
I didn't go to prom with my mom.
I mean, I don't think anybody here would have been surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody was shocked by that.
No.
Unbelievable.
Good one.
That was a good one. I fucking hate you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Okay, Cartman.
All right. So... We got this email.
You seem rattled or something. I don't know.
No, it's just more Reddit stuff.
Oh,
sorry. Hey guys, I saw this Reddit post and immediately thought of Jason. I'm sure he would approve. Loving the discussions lately. Keep up the great work. So now I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, they sent an actual Reddit picture?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, so... how ironic. I just sent what that this week. What
is that? Well, it's...
Oh, yeah, there's that collapsible shit.
Yeah, I just sent it to Jason.
You did.
I don't know.
Jason didn't approve.
Uh-uh. You didn't see it?
Oh, yeah. That? I don't think that would hold you.
Well, that's what our conversation was. Like, yeah.
What is that? What is he spraying?
That's got to be some kind of a chemical or polymer.
Yeah, I would assume it's either a deodorant or...
Breaks it down.
Yeah,
maybe.
Something that helps break down the poo.
Yeah, run that again.
I tried to find a weight limit on this thing, but I didn't. I didn't see one.
I
know my big
much.
Ass wouldn't be sitting on it, but Jason's a much smaller man than I am.
Yeah, well...
I didn't know you had leather seats, Jason.
Uh-huh. Okay, so he takes it out. Now he's folding it down. Opens it up.
I'm confused how he gets up in there to shit.
I don't know what that is there. And then he's just shitting like in the back of his truck.
Yeah, that's the part I don't get. Like, we're not shit on the ground or set it on the ground and shit.
Right.
Well, because you're hidden inside of your truck.
Yeah.
Or your vehicle, you know.
Right. Well, I think I would like. So, if I'm driving along. I'll find a gas station to pull off in first.
What if you're in the middle of nowhere?
Then that's what I told you guys. I would find
use
a,
your
tree.
Tire or a tree.
I would go, because I always have toilet paper in my truck, always. I would find a tree, back my ass up on it.
Yeah.
Or a tire, I guess. That's right there.
You know, Jason was probably the guy in the wrestling singlet that I saw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more he tells stories, the more I'm starting to think that it was him.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe.
But that's what I would do. Sure. I mean, that's a pretty cool idea, but I'm not going to pull over.
Right.
And get a toilet out in the back underneath my seat. And what are you going to do with the bag?
What do you do with the bag at home? You throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, but you're on the road.
I set it in the bed of the truck until you get to the gas station.
Well, then just get...
Then apparently you take it out and put it on a piece of paper towel.
Or to look at. or you could buy the biodegradable bags and then you could toss it.
Oh,
yeah.
And it would all break
down.
How
soon do they biodegrade?
Not sure overnight.
Hopefully it's not like within a couple minutes.
Well, no, it's not going to be a couple minutes for Christ's sakes.
I mean,
a little longer than that.
They have debiable toilet paper and I wouldn't want that either.
Why?
Well,
that's what most people use in their campers.
Yeah, but I mean.
Septic friendly or whatever. Yeah.
You're pretty close to right in the business.
Shitty fingers.
Yeah.
Just double it up.
You'd have to.
Fold it up.
Wear a plastic glove underneath.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Make sure your fingernails are trimmed.
Huh.
Shit, I got on my hand.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about the being up at the fest grounds and using porta potties.
Oh, I heard that's not what they call it.
No, the
the beat grounds.
The beaten grounds. The toilet paper up there is like single ply or half ply, you know.
Yeah.
So, Jason, another Jason was telling us, he was informing us about.
You tell us.
Cotton cooch?
No.
Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah.
Not
so
familiar
it's,
with that.
Apparently, when they're using that real thin toilet paper, it kind of.
Women
are
up.
It well it like
leaves little nuggets
leaves
behind.
Little cotton nuggets so then
if you happen nuggets. To go down there for lunch you get a couple of those and
you're done. And then you get a cotton cotton cooch and
so you get a cotton mouth then
so then you I was telling you spit out you spit out a Bill Cosby sweater
yeah
oh god there he goes again jeez.
Did he find his cat this year?
We did try a little bit.
I don't think he's ever found that cat.
No, I still.
There was one group of girls that kind of walked by when he was doing it. Like, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? Yeah.
Do we have any different form of emails?
Yeah, I got some right here, matter of fact.
Well, get logged in.
Yeah, fire up your 1972 laptop.
Don't look at the password.
Ooh, Sprite Lemon Lime.
Don't look at the password.
All right. Oh.
That chair crack? Uh-huh. It did.
Oh, oh dear.
A frog under there.
Oh. Gonna need the bucket.
Nice shirt. Right. Nice shirt.
You like that?
No. Scary.
It is scary.
Do it.
Ooh, pew. that was I passed gas. Mm-hmm. Where's one place you visited and would never go back to?
Well, jail, obviously. I would say, never go back to jail? Never, no, never going to do it.
Mm, okay.
That's not a terrible suggestion.
Yeah. Boy. I'm trying to think of a place that, well, I mean.
Wait, isn't that how you make your money?
Yeah. But I personally wouldn't go back.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Place I've been that I wouldn't go again.
Not like I kind of have to go there for work, but I mean, honestly, just Minnesota in general.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you there. Right now.
Wow. Mm.
Especially the stadium. I mean,
well, yeah.
I've taken shits that are prettier and more attractive, smell better.
I've seen some on the TV.
Have bigger fans. I mean, yeah, nothing good about it.
I guess.
That's just understood. Childish. That's just childish.
That was a dumb.
Yes, for my thoughts. That's my thoughts.
Well, your thoughts are dumb.
So is your face.
Your thoughts.
I didn't see it on Reddit.
Wow.
That's my new model.
Rate my face.
Yeah, rate for everything.
I just joined like 7 new communities today, thanks to Dara.
I guess there's not a... I mean, right off the top of my head, I can't think of like one true hatred place I'm never going to go again for either the reason of like bad food or bad customer service. I guess
I've had one night stand in my whole life. I can tell you I hated that place and I'd never go back.
I think I remember that story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No bueno.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, it was just this thoughts. Like I said, it's just
I'll get thoughts to mine in a minute.
That's all right. Do we want to do that, or do you want more? I got a lot of them here.
How
much longer do we got here?
Well, we're over the hour mark already. Yeah.
Well, do we want to knock out the Sprite challenge and then call it a
sure?
Sure, we can do this. Let's come back to this. I can always log back into.
Luckily, your emails don't go away. They're
don't forget to save
I'll put it right under here, underneath the mic stand.
Oh, okay, it won't go away. Then.
Hit the save button.
Yeah. See, I don't know if you guys have seen the Sprite challenge. It's been a thing for a while, but
have not.
Basically, the challenge is drink a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite without burping.
Mm.
So. Chug it, or
I don't have to chug it, do I?
You can if you want to.
No, I don't.
But like it's been a big thing on like TikTok and social media, to do the TikTok.
Right to Reddit, huh?
No.
Maybe this is something we want to save to start right after.
Earlier in the show. Here's one. Like there's these two chicks.
You guys.
Is it two girls, one cup?
It's similar. Oh, I did see this.
So you get like these massive burps.
Oh.
So I thought it would be fun for each of us to go in turn, one at a time, try and, chug it, or if you got to take a break and stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to chug it.
Or whatever, and just see, I don't think it'll take more than a few minutes, and just see how it goes,
Okay. Yeah. Throw them.
Ready?
Yeah.
Give them pre-shake them for
them. Pre-shake.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know who wants to go first, but I think we should go one at a time so the other guys can...
Dude, I drink water.
Commentate or whatever. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to have massive burps, I know.
I'm going to have it. Acid reflux. I mean, there's times I get acid reflux from fucking water.
Really?
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Huh.
Yeah. I had some little pills from the doctor, because apparently back in the day, my dad actually had it. They like rotate your stomach or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now I guess it's
you
so much
sleep
more
on your left side.
Yeah, I try that too, but sometimes it still spills over into the system or whatever. But now I guess it's a lot better, faster, easier to get it done. But
I got it from Toaster Strudels this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
It hurts bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Who's gonna go first?
Well, while we're drinking and stuff, but run through our are finding us on Spotify and iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts and all those things.
I'm going to start chugging while you guys talk.
Right.
I'll go first.
Yep. Give us a rating. Send us an email. We'd love to get those, obviously. Read those online.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Yeah, you tell us we're terrible.
I got a shit.